And welcome to the show, Stories of Faith. I'm Ron Jessop. Well, let me introduce now a guest, Karen Keppert. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with the question, how did you come to faith?
Well, I grew up in a non-Christian family, but I was christened as a baby, and Mum and Dad sent us off to Sunday school, possibly to get the three of us out of the house.
Bit of babysitting.
Yes, that's right. And we did CRE at school, as most kids did in those days. And then when I moved to Melbourne, I just, I guess I was lonely, and somehow with those few connections with church in my childhood, I just sort of knew that there'd be a family in a church, and so I started looking around. And it wasn't until I'd been in the church for a little while that I realised that I needed to make some sort of decision. And I remember being in the car one day coming home from church and thinking to myself, well, what if none of this is true? And I was thinking, well, it's really, I've got to make a decision. And I thought, well, my choices are, if it is true and I decide not to follow it, then I've made a serious mistake. But if it is true and I decide to follow it, then I've just made the best decision of my life. And that was really the moment that I came to the Lord.
As you reflect back on your Christian faith and relationship with God, what's nurtured that faith and relationship with God?
Some great teaching in the church. I think it's really important to go along and connect with people there and to hear God's teaching each week. Spending time with him, I love to just get out into the bush and be alone with God and listen to what he has to say with me and just admiring his creation that he's made for us. And reading through his word, even out there in the peace and quiet. And I like to read biographies of other Christians who've come to know God and how they've grown in their faith as well. And music is really does it for me too.
What's the first song that you've chosen that we can play?
Okay, my first song is one that I wrote. It's called My Child. And it's reminds me of the time when I was growing up, wasn't following him. But all that time, he was waiting for me to come to him. He knew me, and he knew that one day I would come for him. He was just waiting. His arms were open all that time.
Mm, beautiful. So this is My Child from Karen Keppert. Karen, what are you passionate about? What things really stir your heart?
I just love reaching out to the hurting people out there in our world. I used to teach special ed, and I started off teaching students at TAFE who were completing Year 10, literacy and numeracy. And they dropped out of school quite early, and I soon came to see that there were real reasons behind all of this. There were some there who'd just come out of prison for the second time. There were some who had been homeless since they were six, people who'd been on drugs, all sorts of reasons, really hurting people. And I moved from there to a Catholic school, and again, I was teaching a group of students in it was secondary, and some couldn't count up to 20, some could barely write more than their name, and again, there were really some deeper reasons behind why they had these learning difficulties. They were from quite disadvantaged backgrounds. And so now that I'm in chaplaincy, I get to work more directly with these children who do have hurting in their background and really need that help, need someone just to be there to listen to them and to support them through their education.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the next song that you've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what the title is and anything about the song that might help.
Mm. It's called Give It All to Him. And we often are holding on to things inside, whether it's hurt or could be anything from our past. It could be something that's going on at the moment. And God really wants to take that from us, but we have to be willing to hand that over to him first.
We would you like to tell us about a significant event in your life?
Mm-hmm. The first one that made a real difference in my life was having to have some major surgery. As I was growing up during high school, I started to develop epilepsy, and I would have what were called complex partial seizures, and I'd have about two or three of those a week. So I would just switch off and not know what was going on around me. And the doctors tried all sorts of medication and nothing kept it under control. And in the end, they started to suggest that I have brain surgery for it. Back then, brain surgery was a very new thing, and I didn't want to be their guinea pig, so I said, no, thank you, I'll just put up with this. And then when I became a Christian, people would say, oh, if you have prayer, God will heal you. So I'd go off and I'd have prayer, and if there was prayer mentioned at the end of a service, I'd go up. And each time I'd go home thinking, yes, they'll be gone, the seizures will be gone, but they kept happening. So I just became more and more confused. I couldn't understand, why isn't God healing me? Don't I believe enough? And then one day I was at an evening service and the pastor stood up and he said, there's someone here who's really confused. Well, that was me, all right. So I went up the front and he prayed for me, and I didn't tell him why I was confused. But he said, by the time you get home, your confusion will be gone. And I was about halfway home in the car, and suddenly I just felt a real sense of peace, and I knew that God wanted me to go ahead and have that brain surgery. So a few months later, I went into hospital, and they removed a part of my brain that was actually causing the seizures. And the doctors had told me it would take 6 weeks to recover. Well, that was a bit of a joke. It actually took 6 months.
Wow.
So the first 3 months, I could barely do anything, and people from church were coming, delivering meals and helping with the children and all sorts of other things. But over those 6 months, it was a real time of growth for me. I just developed in my faith so much because I would spend time reading my Bible and other Christian books. I'd listen to some sermons. And I just came to know God more and more as I had to lean on him for strength during that period of time. It was a real time of growth.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. What an experience.
Mm.
Well, tell us about the third song you've chosen.
Okay. Well, my third song is about spending that time with God. It's one of the earliest ones that I wrote. The pastor had been speaking one morning about spending time with God, so the sermon was going around in my head a few days later and this song started to form. And my favourite Bible verse is actually in Matthew 11:28. It says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So in times when we're finding it hard, just come to him and spend some time with him. And that's what this song is.
Karen, I'm just wondering if there are any other significant events in your life that you'd like to mention.
Well, after working, like I said, with the students with learning difficulties, both at TAFE and then the Catholic school, I then moved on to a private school, and I thought this would be a breeze. And as far as the students went, they were pretty good. But unfortunately, I had a boss who was not very easy to please, and she wouldn't really guide me in what I was doing, but would tell me when I was doing things wrong, and it was very hard to know exactly what she wanted me to do. And as time went on, I just became more and more stressed in my job. I got really nervous whenever I got an email from her, and I just tried to stay out of her way as much as I possibly could. And then one day she was talking to me and I saw this imaginary glass wall go up around me, and I thought, ah, now I'm safe, I can keep my distance. Well, it didn't work. It still continued to get harder and harder, and in the end I was diagnosed with depression and I had to take stress leave. And I went to the pastor for some help, and they suggested that I have some prayer and go to prayer ministry, and that was a really powerful time for me. So prayer ministry and counselling, I combined both of those. And in my very first session of prayer ministry, I was told to close my eyes, and I could see a big brick wall in front of me. And along the top of that brick wall was some barbed wire along the top, and I thought, this is the glass wall I put up around myself at work. And I was walking along this brick wall, and I was trapped in a corner, and it was all dark, and I was really scared. And then the ladies who were running the prayer ministry, they told me to turn around. And as I did, I turned around, and there was Jesus. He was standing right beside me, waiting for me to turn to him, but I'd been so focused on the pain I hadn't noticed. And when I turned to him, he just led me out into an open field with flowers and sunshine, and I felt his peace again.
Whoa. Mm. What a picture.
yeah, amazing time it was. I think it's so easy to get trapped in that darkness and not see the bright side.
Yeah. Karen, tell us about the next song you've chosen.
Okay. Well, during that time of depression, God really spoke to me through song, and one of the songs that he gave me basically told me that he was with me through all that time. So this song is called You're With Us.
Wonderful. I'm just wondering if there's anything else you'd like to mention.
I'd just like to encourage people that God is with them. It doesn't matter what they're going through, what they're suffering. He is there by their side, even if they don't realise it. And he's just longing for them to turn to him and to ask him for some help, whether it be in some major decision or just to help them get through whatever it is they're coping with at the time. He's there for them.
Yeah, wonderful. Is there another song that you'd like us to play?
Yes, my next one that I've chosen is called Listen. He wants to speak to us, and we just need to have our ears open, and he will whisper to us if we listen.
I see a lovely meld there of a life situation and the living God intersecting. Mm.